我上次我们有这个图嘛哈，那个黑的比较大，然后白的比较小，这叫正中篇。
This is the first level. You can see the portion of the black part is larger than the portion of the white part. This is what we call the off center within the center.
那第二个是白色比较大嘛，黑色比较小，这叫偏中正。
This one, you can see the white portion is bigger than the black portion. We call this the center within the off center.
那第三个是黑色在中间啊，白色在外面，这叫正中栏。
This one,
来去的来。
This one, the black part is in the middle of the white part. We call this coming in the center.
那第四个是全部都是白的啊，叫做间中至还是间中道？间中至啊。
This is the fourth one.It's all white, and we call it arrival with the dual aspect. Arrival with the dual aspect.
那这个是全部黑的啊，没有白，叫间中道啊。啊，你最后是一个道，这个前面是字啊，第四个是字，这个是道啊。就是跟道是一样的、啊。
This is the last level. All black now. It's called perfection on both camps.
好，那还是回头要过来讲这一个啊，刚才讲这一个。第一个是把黑色的啊，代表是什么？烦恼，就是烦恼比较多，然后你刚好就是你开悟以后，你见到智慧的光啊，光明是白色的啊。那师父、就是对你的黑色就是烦恼啊。那同时师父是把它当作是黑色的部分代表正，那白色的部分代表什么偏啊？你记住的是说黑色的。代表什么？就烦恼，它是代表正啊，因为一般烦恼是偏嘛，它是正啊，你们只要记住这样就好了。就黑色就是烦恼，那就是正。
This picture, the black color, 师父 uses symbolizing vexation.He also used that to use the word center as vexation.
好，那这里面总共有至少有三个图啊，就是第一个烦恼什么比较多，对不对？那第二个是。烦恼比较什么？比较少，对不对？那第三个是烦恼被智慧包围起来，它还是有烦恼，但是什么？就是被控制了。那第四个，应该像是没烦恼也没智慧了啊，那就是全部都是智慧，应该是没烦恼没智慧。那第五个就是什么？烦恼及什么？及智慧，及菩提，对不对？这很不容易懂，可是就是要有什么？有耐心啊。
Adina also said the white part symbolizing the wisdom part, and also equated the word in the poem is off, not center. So the first picture, as you can see, the black part is more than the white part, symbolizing the vexation is more than the enlightened portion, or wisdom. The second part, second picture, second level, the black part is less than the white part, so vexation is less. The third one, vexation is being surrounded by wisdom. So in other words, being controlled by your enlightened wisdom mind. The fourth level is no vexation, also no wisdom, so no function of wisdom. The last level, vexation, is wisdom. They are no different from each other.
那师父是就正代表烦恼，对不对？那偏代表智慧啊，就是一种讲法。那另外一种讲法就是正本身就是空性，我们的觉性。那偏本身就是觉性所产生的功能，我们叫空色或是性相，有没有？我们的觉性产生现象。那正就是代表觉性，代表空性，或代表理。那偏代表事，是现象事。
Here, 师父 use center to symbolize vexation and use the word off for wisdom. This is one way of explaining this part of the poem. There is another way to explain it. The center in Chinese, 正, can be explained as the nature of emptiness or essence. And the word 天, off, can be explained as the function of the wisdom or form to essence.
那个觉性是什么？觉性就是你当下现前正在听我讲经的这个心，它本身就是觉性的。不过觉性也可以，同样觉性的功能也可以。
What is the enlightened nature we're talking about here? It is that thing that you use, that mind that you use to listen to my talk. That itself is the enlightened nature.
我们应该说有心嘛，哦，然后你在打瞌睡的时候有没有心？有嘛？那死掉以后有没有心？不晓得，没经验啊。
We all have the so-called mind, right? When you are dozing off, is there a mind there?When we die, is there a mind there? Maybe you haven't experienced that because we haven't experienced death. So you probably didn't know.
That 这边讲的正宗妙夹，这个妙就是无限的功能，就是非常的妙啊，我们叫做什么空中什么真空妙有，对，真空妙有，就是它可以产生无量无限的功能。
Here the line says the exact center is subtly harmonizing it talks about true emptiness and wondrous existence. It talks about functions and essence.
那我们这颗心，跟佛的心一样啊，是品质完全一样，那功能也完全一样，但是我们并没有展现那种无量的功能，我们没有，我们是有这样的，就是说，就像你有一部就是性能很好的电脑，但是你不会用这样子而已。
Our mind is the same as the Buddha's mind in the essence of its quality and function. However, we don't have the ability to reveal that enlightened mind of ours. As if a computer contains all these wondrous functions in it, but we don't know how to open it.
那主要的一个差别就是我们没有显现很妙的功能，主要是我们把五蕴当成我。
The reason that we are so different compared to the Buddha, that is because we identify five skandhas as of self.
比如说我们担心经济越来越什么越来越糟糕，对不对？是问题点经济越来越糟糕，还是你把你心中的这些种种的你所想象的经济现象当成是真的？是哪一个？是经济越来越糟糕，还是你经济你想到那个经济，那你心中就会浮出相嘛，对不对？然后接下来马上身体产生什么就是担心的种种那个什么感受，对不对？我们会把这个当成我，会不会会把它当成真，当成我，对不对？
For example, we worry about the economic state. It gets worse and worse. The question is, that phenomena that arise in your mind, do you perceive that as something real? Do you actually see that as just a form arising out of your mind? Or you perceive that something real, then you have this kind of sensational reaction towards it. And that feeling that you're worried about, and you continuously also took that attributes of those feelings, sensations, as true and as you.
我们心中浮出的那种经济越来越坏那种现象，跟你产生的担忧的感觉，这是不是新的功能？那是新的功能，但是你会把这个这个新的这种功能所产生的那个现象当成是我。
Now when the image of this idea that the economic situation is getting worse and worse arise in your mind, and then the feelings associated with that also arise, are these function of your mind? Yes. The problem that we are having, is that we took that function of mind as ourselves.
啊，如果这个是你的话，当你这些所想的这些经济现象，还有你这个感觉不见了啊，你没有在想了，所以这时候你的心还在不在？那、yeah. 那哪一个是你？
Now, if you took those phenomena and sensation as you, when situation no longer the case, for example, that economic situation changed, where's you? And if there's no If at that point, the question is, where is the mind? Or is there a mind?
I don't think that's all.
Maybe it's still very hard to understand.
我们现在 用无心，但是无心长成什么样子就不太容易懂了。我还是要用一个比较看大家能不能懂的，就是我们的心既有认知感知的功能，对不对？那你在认知的时候，一定有一个对象被你认知，对不对？那这个心如果没有对象的时候，这个心的那种认知功能还在不在？还在。可是我们会把那个被认知的对象当成我。
The issue is here that our mind has the ability to identify, to know, to feel, has the function to know the sensation. When we say we identify something, there is an object for us to identify to. And the question is, if there's no object,for the mind to identify to, does the mind still exist? And the answer is yes. But the problem that we are encountered is we perceive, we took the object that we identify with as ourselves.
比如说我们把相片，自己的相片当成什么？自己把镜子的影像当成自己，把你小时候很骄傲的事当成什么你，对不对？然后被爸爸妈妈修理的，就是印象深刻也当成什么当成你，对不对？那个是你被你认知的现象，对不对？可是你把被你认知的现象被你认识的这现象是不是我？
For example, when you see a picture of yourself, you will identify that picture as you. When you see yourself in front of the mirror, and you will identify that person as you.When you remember something happened when you were a child, when you were being scolded or punished by your parents, that event, the person in that event, you perceive that as you. All these things that I just listed are the phenomenon being identified by you. But are they you?
是第一个，我们会把就是说被有感知、被有认知的对象当成我。那第二个是把能感知，比如说你们看到我，对不对？你感觉有一个心能够看到我的这个心当成你，对不对？
That's the first thing we identify the object or phenomena as ourselves. The second one is that knowing mind, the mind that knows, that the mind thatI to identify, we also perceive our mind as ourselves.
比如说，我看到你们坐在这边，那能看到的是我；你有听到的声音，那我把我能听的这个当成我。那等一下，我就哇，真，我好口渴，对不对？能够感知口渴的那个心当成我。这也是第二个，就是我们一般人把那个能够感知对象的那一个具有对象，然后感知对象的那一个相对于对象而有的感知，据说是你相对于对象而产生的感知功能，跟我们现在讲的是说他不需要任何对象还是能够感知，不太一样哦。
So you that you see me or hear my voice, that thing that sees and hears, you identify that as your mind, as you. But that thing that know that you see something or you hear a sound is operating based on there's the subject and object relationship. But the mind that we're talking about that knows does not need an object to understand that it has the function or the ability to know. So there is no thisSubject-object relationship. The knowing is beyond the subject-object relationship.
那我们大概就是不外，就是说我们一般把它当成我，就是被你感知的、被你认知的对象，把那个对象当成我，因为就是把相对于能认知对象的那个认知心当成我，但是这两个，比如说。你能够想，那把能够想的那一个心当成我。我说我能够什么驱动我身体，那把能够驱动身体的这个心当成我。大概是这两种，一般就是我们叫我跟我所啊。而这个我是有我所而相对的我。
So.Generally speaking, we fall into these two things. First is we identify phenomenon and object itself as us, as me. The second is we identify this ability to be able to identify that through an object we know that weThrough the object that we know that we hear or could think, the thoughts arise, we then think or we know how to think, we can think. That it's through this kind of object we realize that we have the function to perceive. That itself we also identify as me. So we fall into these
subject and object relationship.
那我们在默照，默照可能大家有听过，就是不处事而知，有没有？就是我们那一个要修默照，就是说你的心不需要接触任何对象，但是你还是能够知道。那我们现在是要接触对象才能够知道，不太一样。我们一般是什么？接触对象以后才能够知道的。那我们不会，就是说我不接触对象，但是我的心还是保持知的状态。
In silent illumination, there is a line that without contact, it knows. This illustrates the mind does not need to contact any phenomenon.And yet, it has the function of knowing. It knows. But for ordinary sentient beings, we need to have the contact to the phenomenon. Then we realize we have the function knowing.
那如果说我们这个知是有对象的知，请问你这个知的范围是无限的还是有极限的？
Now the question is, if this knowing mind needs an object or phenomenon for it to know that it knows, can you imagine how the boundary, how much it knows? Is it very limited?Yes.
那只有就是说你的心没有对象的时候才能够什么不知，然后就无所什么不知。
It is only after that your mindDoes not have any phenomenon. To contact or engaging or clinging. In other words, there is no, with the mind there is no phenomenon. To engage in that.Then it is what it calls not knowing and yet knows everything.
那我们先讲说我们有对象的知，这样就是凡夫的知啊。那我们现在修什么对象都不什么都不接触，可能就进入这一章啊，全部白的，有没有？什么东西都没有啊！而是现在我们在讲的是，它要由白什么变成黑的。
So, for ordinary sentient beings, the knowing is the kind of knowing always with the object phenomenon.And when we encounter things, the fourth level that we're talking about here is what we earlier mentioned about without contact, it knows.
那我们这边要讲解，就是说你这一个正宗假妙，就是说心的本质空空无物， 像这个什么像镜子一样，而镜子本身是没有东西的，可是镜子里面有没有东西？镜子可不可以反映东西？可以，它是要自己本身没有东西，而是它可以反映种种的现象。
Now this line, the exact center is subtly harmonizing, is talking about mind in its intrinsic nature is empty. There's nothing there. And yet, it's like a mirror. For mirror itself, there's nothing.There, but yeah, it could reflect all phenomena.
You 说正中我们的心性本身，然后这边夹哈，在这个当中，就是含摄什么种种的现象，就加入种种的无量的现象。那我们就是每一次那个时间点，就是什么，它。不是什么离开现象的，它是什么没有离开现象，但是它不去抓什么，不去抓任何现象。镜子是从来没有什么，从来没有离开现象，对不对？可是它抓不抓？不抓现象。
So the nature of mind itself has this.Wondrous function. It contains all phenomena. And at any time, it's not apart from phenomena. Just like a mirror, it could reflect all the phenomena, but it does not.Grasp on anything that it reflects on.
所以这个敲唱双击就是说，你不要离开现象去什么，去谈空性，也不要离开空性去什么谈现象，这两者要同时的。
So the next one says, drumming and singing.Simultaneously, it talks about the relationship between the nature of emptiness and phenomena. You could not talk about nature of emptiness apart from phenomena, and vice versa.
我们会不会怕现象？会啊，你这个很凄惨的什么经验，是不是很不愉快的经验？我们希望它不要再什么，不要再浮出来，会不会？是不是？那再浮出来就很什么，就再凄惨一次啊？是不是这样子？
Are we afraid of phenomena?Absolutely. All these bad experiences that we had in the past, we normally don't want that to happen again. And if it happened again, or surfaced out of our mind, we experience the same thing. So we are afraid of phenomena.
We have a man who has a husband who has an affair.他受不了，他说要跟他离婚、我说外面那个先生啊，你是可以离啊，因为你不要见他就离掉了嘛。可是你跟你先生相处了20年的这个信奉这个先生怎么离啊？
This example, someone, her husband has an affair.And she just couldn't stand it. She wants to divorce her husband. She talked to me about it. And I said, well, that physical husband of yours, yes, you could divorce it. But that husband of yours in your mind, which you already accumulated 20 some years, how are you going to divorce that?
很多人可能就是喝酒啊，或者什么吃什么安慰他命的，这边应该是大麻啊，然后就暂时什么忘记了。等一下那个大麻一个小时失效以后又什么又跑回来了，对，那再继续吃的。
Many people solve the problem by drinking heavily, take pot, marijuana.So temporarily they forget about this unpleasant experience. But after a few hours, it came back again. So they repeat that behavior.
请我们心中的这些记忆是真的还是假的？因为已经听很久了，知道了，标准答案是假的。
Now let me ask you this. The memory of yours, so everything out of your mind, are they real or not? Some of you heard this many times, so you probably know the right answer.
就是说你经过禅语以后知道那个影像不是人嘛，影像就是影像嘛，那唯一的就是你要看清楚影像不是人，你看清楚影像不是人，那可能你的那个什么烦恼至少就不会偏了。可是我们的心不是那么简单的，我们想到什么人的时候马上连接什么，很快速的连接什么不舒服的什么感觉，对不对啊？接下来马上要处理不舒服的感觉是真的还是假的？好了，吃冰淇淋，你后面要吃冰淇淋，那个感觉是真的还是假的？
Now, so you heard me talk about this a lot. We talk about these images that surface.Out of your mind are not real, and you have to really see that as just an image or a form, and you have to really clearly know that. However, if you clearly know that, then you less likely will be fooled by those images in your mind. However, our deluded mind is notso well trained in this per se. When this image arises, quickly it moves into the next step and the feelings are coming out. So the question is, when you see an ice cream, is a comfortable feeling coming out?Is a joyful feeling? Yes? Is that real?
Real? Yeah, 就像我现在不管说它是真的还是假的啊。
Yeah, the question is when you think of the ice cream and you came out, you know, the ice cream.
No, 是真正吃掉，不是心口。
Oh, I'm sorry. So I'm sorry, correction. When you are eating ice cream, right, when you're eating it, this sensation of really joyful sensations arise. The question is, are those sensations real?
这个时候很舒服，这个现象有没有？从哪里来的？可是有时候吃冰淇淋，有时候你产生不舒服的感觉，对不对？ 有时候我不晓得，有些人吃到到最后不行了，吃了就不舒服。对，不管反正就是那个，比如说这种感觉是你什么心中浮出一个现象，它是有的，可是什么是从心中出来的。
Now, when you're eating ice cream, that comfortable feelings arise. That phenomenon exists. And sometimes, when you're eating ice cream, the discomfort, you know, the not very comfortable feelings arise. These phenomena exist. They arise from your mind.
If I eat a 冰淇淋, I say, you eat it after 10 minutes, it will be gone. You eat it, is it comfortable?
Now, if we tell you that after 10 minutes of this eating ice cream, this comfortable feelings will be disappeared, will you be comfortable with that?
Yeah. 没有，他吃了又十分钟就死掉了。
哦，就死掉了 ，sorry.
Yeah, forgot. If I tell you that 10 minutes after you finish the ice cream, you die.
That's a little different.
Will you be very comfortable with that? 是你要不要吃啊? Do you still want to eat?
I think it lasts 50 years. 就是吃了
十分钟
以后就死掉。我告诉你，就十分钟吃了以后，因为里面有矿物
质。有矿物质啊 ，OK。
你吃了，你敢不敢吃？
啊 ，All right.There's a relationship here with ice cream and the death, you know. There's some poison in the death, right? And then it will tell you after you finish the ice cream, 10 minutes later, you'll be dead. Are you going to eat that?
另外一个人没有告诉他，他敢吃嘞。
If the other person, you know, didn't know that, he would still eat that.
这样里面没毒啊。他说里面有毒，你敢吃吗？
But in reality, there is no actual poison in there. But the mere fact I told you that after, you know, you eat the ice cream, 10 minutes later, you die.
所以这种感觉是你什么你自己什么加进去的，对不对？我们讲说它现象是有的，是不真实。
So in other words, feelings are added by ourselves.Into the phenomenon. Phenomenon itself is not real.
他们有一个故事，就是有个阿罗汉有一次晚上做梦，梦到一个妓女来到他的房间跟他行淫，那这样很快乐啊，对不对？醒来以后他开悟了哈，我们可能他也不会开悟啊。你很开心，那个人在住在哪里啊？他讲说他没来我的床，我也没有去什么去进一步，我有他有没有跟着进一行淫，没有的，可是那种淫逸的快乐他感受到了，所以这个是心里面他自己的心什么变现出来的。
There's a story about Arha
就是他还没有装啊，还没有开悟。
他做一个梦，做个梦梦到这个东西，然后就是
开悟。
Before this Arhat enlightened, he had a dream. In the dream, he had intercourse with a prostitute, and he was very happy. When he woke up, he got enlightened because he started to ask him. He realized that.Actually, this prostitute, this whole thing, is just came out of his mind. It's just a phenomenon. It's not true.
也就是说，这里面就是现象， 不能讲没有，可是从我们心中浮出来这种种种的现象，它起来不知道从哪里起来，消失跑到哪里去不知道，可是起来的时候这现象有，那我们会一直什么想要去抓这种现象，是我们众生的，而把那个现象当成我觉得什么好舒服，对不对？哦，那你的快乐就是从你心中浮出的种种的快乐的现象来评断说我舒不舒服。
Phenomenon, you can't say it does not exist. There's all kinds of phenomena in our mind. We don't know where they're coming from or where they're going to, where they're disappeared from. The problem is we continuously grasping these phenomena. We continuously giving this comfort feelings, not comfortable feelings, added on to those phenomena.
我们有没有可能吃冰淇淋啊？吃冰淇淋是属于哪一种快乐？欲望啊，欲望的快乐，有没有可能吃冰淇淋是你是得到禅定的快乐？
When we eat ice cream, what we feel is this desire, feel joy from the desire part. Is it possible that we could have some mighty joy while we're eating ice cream?
其实你要身心合一，用身心合一去吃冰淇淋，其实你是可以得到什么？定乐不是娱乐。
If you eat ice cream in the state of unifying your body and mind, then the joy you will get is this samadhi joy.
也就是说，我们就是定乐也是从什么从心产生的。然后你那个意乐也是从心产生的，那这个现象如果是你的话，那个东西现象消失以后，你就什么要讲你就应该要消失了，只有你有没有消失，就是镜子里面的这些现象，镜子的现象没有，镜子会不会不见？不会的。
Samadhi joy, Samadhi joy derived frommind and sensational joy is the same thing, also derived from the mind. Now if you take those phenomena as you, then it will be like when there's no sensation, you also disappear. But mind is like a mirror, right? It's there. When there's a phenomenaIn front of the mirror, it will reveal, it has the function, revealing. But those phenomena are not the mirror itself.
所以这边就讲就是说，你可以，你的心要像一面镜子一样，产生种种的现象，但是你不会去抓任何一个现象为我，那在这样的情况之下，你跟人互动，你就是什么？就是我们要非常自在了。
So your mind should be like the mirror. It could reveal all the phenomena, and yet it does not grasp.On any particular phenomenon. If you could do that, then when you are interact with people, you will be truly free.
那这边想说通中通途啊， 我们中就是说你的就是你的那个心真心本身叫做中，我们就见性了嘛，见到你本来的面目，就是你通，就是怎么去体验到，体验到本来的面目，本来面目无相。可是图呢，图就是你帮助他，帮助他人的时候是有相的，可是你本身还是体验到什么无相，无相的真心。
Now we continue the line. Penetrate the goal and you will fathom the way. Now here, the goal can be explained as the true mind itself, your self nature, or your original face. It is actually formless.And when we talk about this way, can be explained like this, when you help others, there is this phenomenon of helping others, and yet, you yourself experiencing formless.
我们现在在这边，你都有心嘛，对不对？你在点头嘛，对不对？那这边你们有没有感知到现象？你看到的是现象，对不对？听到的你是声音嘛，现象嘛，啊、哦，那你身体有各种感觉是现象嘛，对不对？总而言之，你现在你在这个当下会感受到色、声、香、味、触，那你自己里面有念头这些现象，对不对？是不是每个当下你的心都感知到这些所有的现象，但是呢这边的现象全部都是不是都是你心里的东西？是的话，为什么你把你的身体当成你，其他人是不是你？
Now you hear you have mindAnd you all could feel, you could sense the phenomena. For example, you can see what's going on around you, you can hear the sound, you can touch, you can feel your body sensation. So at that, this right moment, you could perceive the sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, and your thought, the idea or no thought.So, at any moment, at this point, the mind itself knows, can sense. But why are you only identify this one as you and not the rest of things that actually you could sense, you can know, you can see?
我再举个例子好了，就是一片镜子里面，镜子里面反映种种的现象，对不对？是不是种种的现象都属于镜子的，对不对？不会啊。好，那你把它拿走好了。镜子反映现象，那不是属于镜子的吗？不是在镜子里面吗？对呀、啊。
是
镜子的对。免得底下没有，就是说，那这个现象就在镜子里面嘛，对不对？那镜子可不可以把它说，哎，其他人这些人的现象不是我，这一部分的现象才是我，会不会这样子？那你会不会这样子
？Use example of mirror. Mirror could reflect any phenomena in front of it. In other words, all the phenomena.That the mirror reflects on belongs to this mirror. Now, take you as example. The mirror wouldn't say, okay, only that particular thing that it reflects on, they will say it's the mirror, not the rest of it. But will you do that? Yes. You identify this particular this as you, not the rest.
我们这边带五六十个人的摄像，包括你，你是不是只有这个是你，其他是别人，是不是？
So we have about 60 people, 50, 60 people here. Isn't that true that you only identify this person, particular person as you, not the rest, right?
This seems to be a factor of control, since I have no control over what you do or you do or anybody else does. That sense of not having any control of what other people do, I think gives me a separation.
他是说这个好像跟这个有没有能够控制的这个能力有关系，因为我没有办法控制其他的人，我只能控制我自己，是因为这个样子呢，我把这个能够控制的这个人当作是我。
先不要讲控制啊，你看到的东西是不是你看到的？
Let's put aside this control, right? Able to control, not control. Question is,the things that you see are yours?
Because they're from my...
For example, 就是很好，我用今天跟我们讲的。就是我把这些人录影起来，那就进去了，那再浮出来又行，那个是不是你的？不是，那谁的？
If we record all these things recorded, right, and then we play it out, all the images, does that belong to this recording? Does that belong to you?
No.
You understand? 用录影就比较容易懂的啊。全部属于你的，但是你为什么讲说？想到那一个就气得要命，你要气谁啊？你现在都跟我讲气自己。
So now it's sort of understanding, right? You record and then these things all belong to you, right? It's in here, right? But then all of a sudden, when you think of something really unpleasant, and you start to get angry at that, what actually are you angry at?
我不是讲的是影像，影像就是影像，不是那个人嘛。那我们现在的问题点就是什么？把影像当成人嘛。
We have talked about earlier, image is image, but we take image as true person.
啊，另外一个就是。因为其他人我没办法控制嘛，对不对？所以这个是我。请问你身体，你能够控制的部分有多少？心跳能够控制吗？血液循环能够控制吗？怎样上洗手间可以控制吗？肚子痛可以控制吗？怎么可以去讲是你的？只要不能控制，你这样说，因为他们不能控制，所以不是我的。你身体有很多东西都不能控制，你要全部捐出来。
Back to your question earlier, you say because you cannot control other people, therefore you identify this as you, because you can control this, right? You know. But the question is, can you control your heartbeat? Can you control your blood circulation? Can you control that sensation your stomach is? If you cannot control that by your analogy, then it's not you, then you should donate all that out.
It's part of the package, though.
That's just one. 我们这样也是一套的啦。
All these are package, one package. Yeah.
Yeah. 等一下结束以后，我们来讲说，请大家站起来，是不是被我控制了？
Later when it's done, I will say, please rise. Everybody rise. So I control.
我们有很多东西，我们是可以控制的，有没有？啊，过来吃饭，他就过来了，有没有？
Many things we can control. I say, come here and eat. And that person will come and eat.
有啊，我们还是可以控制别人的，对不对？我们只差没有说，我现在用我的念力让你的头，我没有这种能力而已。
We are able to control others many different ways. The only thing different we don't have the samadhi power to sort of control your mind to do things that I want you to do. Like say, tilt your head like this way.
我记得有一次我们有一个老师他去一个餐厅，他就跟他朋友讲说，现在前面那一桌既我们在之前那一桌有一个人，那你请问你要叫我表演什么，他说你让他投什么，我们就要做头部运动往右边转这样子，他就用他的念力啊，那往这边这样转，那以后因为他的定力不够，那个人就转了以后就变成这样子的，就这样离开现场了。他用他的念力让对方这样子吧，那他会不会认为对方是他，还是不会的？
For example, there's this teacher. We have a teacher who one time went to a restaurant with his student, and he asked the student, you know, by pointing out in front of them, this table in front of them, there's a group of people there, and he pointed out a particular person. He said, well, tell me what you want me to use my mind power to do to that person. And the student said, oh, use your mind power to move his head this way.So he did. So the person moved his head like this way. But his samadhi power is not strong enough, so he couldn't really remove his head back to his place. So that person just left the restaurant like this way. Well, to this teacher, he also doesn't perceive that. He didn't perceive that person as himself.
还有一些我们叫什么，有一些外力，有没有？我们就要进入那个鸡同，有没有？那就开始什么做了鸡同，晓不晓得？不晓得，对不对？那等到那个外力离开以后，鸡同又恢复到他的什么，就是他的一个那个觉知的能力。请问那个外力进来以后，他会不会认为这个是我？也是不会的。
There's other example, for example, some media has this, you know, will be controlled by some kind of outer spirit. And when the outer spirit left this medium, he will then go back to his, you know, his normal self. But during that time, he wouldn't, or he or she wouldn't know what's going on.
西方会不会相不相信这个？我不晓得西方人相不相信这一个。
I want to ask those Westerners here: have you heard of these, or do you believe in this, like being controlled by other spirit entering into your body and controlling you? No.
So that's concept exists in the West. Look in
the Bible, Jesus. Some of Jesus' miracles were driving evil spirits out of people who were possessed by those spirits.
Yeah, in Taiwan it's pretty popular. It's common. And I guess in the Western only sort of in the theoretical. I mean in the Bible you say concept.
那我跟他讲是说，即使你能够控制别人。你还是不会认为那个别人是什么，是你啊，对不对？
Well, the point I want to mention here is, even for someone who is able to control others, this person still does not perceive others as he or I or himself or herself.
Is this a feeling that we have that we can control even our own thoughts and illusions?
他说不是这种能够控制我们这种念头的这种想法，是指也是一种妄念。
Yes. Don't things arise because of causes and conditions?
他说事情本身是因缘的。
对。那现在好像讲说，就是觉悟者啊，当然这些现象，全部都是什么，都是觉悟者心中的什么，没有离开觉悟者的心中，可是这是不是觉悟者的那个真心？不是。
For enlightened person, when he or she sees all these phenomena, all the phenomena that this person perceives are not apart from his or her mind, and yet the phenomena themselves.Are not the enlightened person's mind.
所以你可以想象说，你是一个很大的身体啊，那你们这一些人是我里面的一个什么细胞，这是肝细胞，这是什么？这是胃细胞，这个是什么肌肉细胞？可是你不会，他们不会把这些什么当成我，可是这些现象又是在我的什么？
Use an example, like all this, like a big, huge body. For enlightened person, he'll see this all like a huge body, and each individual virus as a single cell, for a cell of a for liver, cell for lung. The enlightened person would not identify this particular cell as themselves.And yet, without itself, it won't exist. That the enlightened person won't exist.
那我们反复刚好是怎么样？刚好是相反的。这些是我心外的东西，对不对？是不是你其他人？是不是你心外的人？然后，还有一个是什么？全部是我。没有离开我心中，可是我不会把这个现象什么当成我。那么刚好是相反，把这些现象当成是心外的。那我这个部分的现象是当成是什么？我。
Ordinary sentient beings perceive anything outside the physical body as external phenomena.Is this phenomenon is outside the mind. Enlightened person, it will not perceive these phenomena outside of the mind, and yet it will not perceive these phenomena as self.
也就是说，现在这个现象它本身是什么无常的，对不对？它会变化的，他们不会把。无常的现象当成我，但是他从来没有离开我的心中。
In other words, the present phenomena itself is impermanent, is ever changing. Enlightened person would not perceive that.As self.
So. 也就是说，我们的心能看、能什么、能感知、能够反应的这个心，但是它本身是不生不灭、是不动的，这个心才是真正的我们。 那这一个心能够反射出什么种种的现象，那他们是不会把现象当成那个什么不动的心。
The mind or mind can see, know, can react, but itself is not moving, does not arise, nor perishing. But mind could perceive or reflect all phenomena, but those phenomena for enlightened person, he or she will not identify those phenomena as themselves.
那我们的心本来也是不动的，对不对？我们的心也是可以反映什么种种的现象的，但是因为就像爸爸讲的说，因为只有感觉这个身体之后才能够主控嘛，对不对？那结果你就认为这个身体是我，那其他是什么？是外面的东西。结果因为你这个样子的话，只有我们那个不动的心可以感知的心，就因为你去执着动的现象，所以你就看不到，看不到这颗心本身是不动的。
Our mind intrinsically is not moving and yet could reveal and know all kinds of phenomena. Not because we erroneously identify this bodyas ourselves, because we believe that we can only control this body and we cannot control outside phenomena. So our mind then become attached to this type of function and we cannot see the unmoving mind of ours.
因为我们心一直在动，那我们心就是一直在各种现象里面一直在什么抓晃抓晃，是不是？是不是你那个心就是能够感知的心是动的呢？你感知的心基本上是不动的，可是因为你一直抓晃抓晃，你就感觉你的心是在动的。
Because our mind is constantly moving, when we say moving, it is our mind constantly interacting, grasping, rejecting the phenomena. So we then have this understanding that only that moving mindis our mind, and we will not be able to really see the unmoving mind.
如果你的心不动的，那请问你，就是假设我们真心是我们啊，请问这边有几个人？
Now, that's for example that we talk about mind is unmoving.And the true mind is actually us, well, us self, right? Then how many people actually are here?
几个人
How many?
现在讲没有人，那个 是人还是不是人？
Somebody says none. And the question is, the person who says none, is that a person?
就是 当你的心不动的，就是那个身心显现的时候，这边只有一个什么，是一个心而已。
When your mind is unmoving, all that is revealed is the unmoving mind.
但是这边有五六十个什么长得像人的这样的一个像，就像那个什么，我们不是有那个画画有没有？画画里面不是也有这样的像吗？是不是？这个像是有的，可是去感知这个心，就是只有那一个而已。你们可能每人都有心，对不对？不是可能，确定都有心，对不对？那你们的心跟我的心界，可不可以分界限？你的心，你的真心能够感知的心，跟我的感知的心，能不能分界限？
Now,
I want to talk about it.
就是说我们这边心啊，就是这里有五十个人，那那心可以感知的，那是说他们的心跟我的心可不可以分界线？
Yes. So, in front of right here, there are 50 about 60.Form that look like people, and the mind that able to perceive is that thing. Now the question is, can your mind and my mind can be separate? Is there a boundary between your and my mind?
可以混
，Can it be dividable？
那可以混来说，我们来分分看好了。因为我们不是以那一颗不动的心为我，我们是每一个的心基本上都反映出，这边假设有六十个人，每一个人的心都反映出六十个形象在那个镜子里面，对不对？那我们就很厉害，我们就找一个这个小小的什么，这一个为我，其他是什么是别人，我们是这样子运作的。
Because we don't identify that unmoving mind as ourselves, we actually can identify this.We're about 50, 60 people, the form, right? Looks like a person, the form, 50, 60 forms here. And we actually, the way we operate is we identify this tiny one of these among 50 or 60 objects as ourselves.
那这边有六十个人，那我把这当成我的心要不要收在这边来看你们，要不要？要啊，我的话全部是我啊。
Now, this here we have about 60 people because I can identify this person as me. Isn't that true? Then I have to sort of, you know, to retrieve this mind to here to identify something outside.
我们就是这样子啊，就是你明明就是六十个影像，你认为是六十个什么人？是六十个影像呢，还是一个同样的心？还是有六十个心
？The question is, we identify the 60 images, and we identify this.60 images of people, or we identify there's just six, one mind here, or 60 different minds here.
好，再来一个，我这边有六十个影像，你心中也有六十个影像，对不对？对不对？六十个人家就是什么？ 每个人都有六十个影像，对不对？那请问你那个六十个影像跟我的六十个影像是相同的还是不同的？
Now every one of us will see perceive here as like about 60 images. Now compared to yours, are these are my 64 images the same as yours?
好，那不要问同不同好了。你看你们回去以后，这个六十个影像都又带回去了啊、哦，是不是都会带回去了？你带回去啊，你那么厉害，你没办法录影啊。有不录影的人请举手。我想问你说，你看有没有听清楚？哦，不晓得嘞。
Now the question is, when you leave here later on, will you carry with you the 60 images? Some people say no.
我们每一个人等一下回去以后哈，都带着六十个人去了以后，请问你要不要讲说这六十个人里面其中一个是我，其他是别人？那又是对的哈。
When you go back, you carry this image of 60 people here. Question is, will you identify one particular image as you?
等你回去以后，我们这六十人都跟着你回去了吗？
The question is it really true that all these 60 people all went home with you? Will go home with you later on?
六十人有没有跟着你回去？啊，既然他不是人，你为什么把他当成人？
Now the answer is no, but then if that's the case, why are you identify these 60 images as real people?
有没有发觉这是一个很疑思，是不是讲得很疑思的、啊，是不合什么不合逻辑嘛，对不对？他们又没有跟着你，就你又把他当成他们。
Well, the question actually, you could perceive this question as something really not logical. But then again, we know it's not, but yet we perceive, identify those images as real people.
所以比较逻辑的就是说，你就录影起来以后，这些影像，是有的，可是不是什么，不是里面有人，就是影像而已。
So, if maybe we could make it more logic, you could see that, you know, you only record these 60 some people, and those images exist.
那你回去以后，你跟他说，我痛恨某一个影像，然后你要还要告诉自己，我痛恨我心中的某一个影像。
And later on, when you get back home, arises this thought that I really despise that particular image. Then you have to really know at that point clearly that you are, that sensation arises out of this image of yours.
啊，如果你看到有个影像不错，你说我喜欢这个影像，我喜欢我这个心中的影像。
And when you see an image that you arise this really loving feeling, then you have to clearly know that actually you are loving this image just came from your mind.
那只要讲一个故事哈，有个阿罗汉呢，他吃饱饭以后哈，他嘴巴就吐出一个美女啊，他就抱一抱，亲一亲，然后又吞进去了。那我们会不会？
Lastly, I want to just tell you a story. One Arhat, when he was eating, his mind will, he will vomit out. He'll vomit out beautiful lady, and he'll
caress this person and play with her and then swallow her back after he finished.
那我们的功夫没那么高，我们吐不出来，但是我们心中会什么？会冒出来，然后哇，跟他很好，会不会？那等一下有事了，又不想他了，又收回去，对不对？
But we don't have that kind of power, right? Like Arha. But our mind constantly have this kind of image coming out, and you know we can take it back.
请问你喜欢谁？
Let me ask you, what do you like? Who do you like?
重点就是说，我们影像图出来的时候，我们不习惯，就是知道说，我喜欢一个影像，那这个影像是我心中的影像，这不是人，我们是认为那是人。
Well, we are not clearly or used to know is that when the image.Arise, we don't really identify that as an image from our mind. We treat that as real object.
好，今天车子开得很慢，讲了半天讲不到四句吗？
We're really driving very slowly today. The whole time, not even finished the whole line.
你要回去想一想，我们这六十个人有没有跟着你回家？
Later on, please.Contemplate whether these 60 people all come home with you. And so far, we'll finish today's talk. We're going to recite a verse on Mary Fenster. May the virtuous Mary adorn and glorify the pure land of the Buddhas. Outwardly, we repay the four layers of gratitude.Downwardly, we alleviate the sufferings of the three destinies. May those who see and hear the Dharma generate Bodhi mind. Exhausting this body of retribution, may we be born in the land of supreme bliss.
愿以此功德庄严佛净土，
上报
四重恩，下济三途苦。若有见闻者。悉发菩提心，尽此一法身，同生极乐国。